Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 285 to 286.
184, 85, and 86. This is the closing passage, and it would have, like we say, an introduction and a dua. It is a very special part of the Quran. The last two ayat, 285 and 286, is a very special portion of the Quran. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given merit to something, we do not have to understand or try to understand why it would have merit, because all is the kalam of Allah, from alif lam mim alhamdu till nas. It is all the word of Allah, but Allah has accorded merit to some portions over other, and we have to believe in it and accept it like that. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said about the last two ayat, on the authority of Abu Dharr radiyallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I have been granted the closing verses of Surah Baqarah from a treasure beneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These were not granted to any other prophet, to any other Nabi. And these du'as which are mentioned here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was told, as you recite these du'as, you will be given what you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Second hadith about it, it is in the note on the second page. Abu Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who recites the last two ayat of Surah Baqarah at night, it would be enough for him. Kafatahu, it will be enough for him. And what does it mean when it is enough for him? There are three meanings which the scholars of hadith have given. Number one is, its barakah is so profuse that if one does not recite any other portion of the Quran, this would be an adequate amount of tilawah. The weight of these two ayat is such that if a person doesn't read a juz or two juz or 100 ayat, if he only has to read these two ayat, the weight and significance of these ayat is so great, it would be sufficient. Number two, it would be sufficient for him. Kafatahu, these two ayats are adequate, sufficient. In which way? Second meaning, it would serve as adequate protection against the shayateen and other forms of harm. For hifaza, for protection. That is why a person should go to bed, recite Ayatul Kursi and the last two ayat of Surah Baqarah. Shayateen, especially evil forces and waswasa from shaitan, does not overpower one during the night, does not affect one's ibadah at night for tahajjud or waking up for fajr. The third meaning is that its recital equals tahajjud. It is like reciting tahajjud and lengthy devotions throughout the night, meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put so much of barakah in these two ayat that if a person has an opportunity of making lengthy tahajjud and another has not had the option and he read these two ayat, he gets a considerable reward for reciting these two ayat. So Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu actually said, any person who has a comprehension of Islam, a basic understanding of Islam, would not go to bed without reciting these two ayat of Surah Baqarah. We'll go quickly through the translation. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. After all the commandments mentioned in the surah, after all the ayat, the stories, etc., beginning with Adam alayhi salam, the Banu Israel, and all of what has passed, we close now. All that the heavens and the earth contains belongs solely to Allah. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, and if you were to disclose and give expression to what is in your hearts or conceal it, يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ, Allah will hold you accountable for it. There is a tafsir of this ayah which we can inquire about later. So Allah is fully aware of what is concealed and what is expressed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you to account for your resolutions which you have made within your heart. فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ, he will forgive whomsoever he wills. وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, and he will punish whomsoever he wills. Yes, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, other ayat will substantiate and explain that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not forgive the kuffar. So the Quran, يُفَسِّرُ بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا, portions of the Quran clarify and elaborate on other portions. So we cannot say Allah says He will forgive whomsoever He wants. Elsewhere in the Quran He says, Mushrikeen are not to be forgiven in the hereafter. Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir. And Allah has power over all things. Aman al-Rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal-mu'minun. The Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believes in whatever has been revealed to him from his Lord. Wal-mu'minun, and the believers, whatever has come. Kullun amana, all of them believe billahi, in Allah, His angels, His books, and His messengers. Billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusuli, la nufarriqu bayna ahadin min rusuli. We do not differentiate between any of His messengers. Waqalu, and the believers say, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ayat are recited to them, when they are told, they said, sami'na, we hear, wa ata'na, and we obey. غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا, whatever shortcomings we have, grant us your pardon, O our Lord. وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ, and to you is our ultimate return. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, Allah does not impose religious tasks, obligations upon any soul except that which is within its capacity. The entire Sharia is within the capacity of the human being. Allah does not impose any burden on anyone. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ, it will reap the good that it has done, and it will bear the repercussions of the evil it has committed. So we make dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا أَوْ أَخْطَأْنَا. O our Lord, O our Rabb, do not take us to task if we forget or if we err. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا. إِصْرًا means a very burdensome obligation. O Allah, do not place burdensome obligations, tough conditions upon us, as you have placed on those who were before us. رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ. O Allah, do not subject us to situations and conditions which we do not have the ability to bear. وَاعْفُ عَنَّا, overlook our faults. وَغْفِرْ لَنَا, forgive us. وَارْحَمْنَا, and have mercy upon us. أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا, you alone are our master and protector. فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ, so help us against the disbelieving ones. Inshallah, we go on to make tilawat of this last ruku.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم.